call the meeting to order. Been 4 hours since I've seen the agenda.
Yeah, where?
CU 2205 Frank Pass Waters.
There you go.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an auto motorcycle repair to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 1.8711 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the southwest side of Railroad Avenue and Greeley Avenue. The 911 address is 8870 Railroad Avenue, Lincoln. And the tax parcel is District 230, Map 6, Parcel 1.02. Staff would note for the record that we received a site plan, there's a staff analysis and a response from a DLDOT service level analysis confirming that a TIS is not required. Thank you.
Our answer. Are you Mr. Passwaters?
Yes, I am.
I'm sorry, you have more?
We're just submitted a letter from Mr. Steck regarding concerns regarding the application. So it will be made part of the application for this application, yes.
So it'll be entered into the record.
It will be entered into the record.
Okay.
So
all right, very good.
Everybody's aware of it.
All right, very good. Mr. Passwaters, you have heard what the staff has read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you would like to add?
Yeah, I've come to a part of my life where I was able to purchase land, and I've got 5 acres there, or about 4.92, and it was two parcels. After going through all this, we found out that the other front parcel, 1.87, was part of it, and it had already been divided with a roadway access on it. So that's when I thought about putting my business there. So that's what I'm here to bring forth to you. I've worked hard all my life. I keep things in order. I've cleaned the property all up, turned it from a foreclosed property into a decent piece of property.
Okay.
Renovated the house, put over $35,000 inside the house. I've put a facility up already, a pole barn is on the property now, and I'm just asking for conditional use. We keep things very, very clean in our job and in our area. So I grew up right across the street. So I played on this ground that I bought.
Okay.
It had existing chicken houses on it that I'm still finding remnants of after all these years.
We'll probably go on for a while.
Yeah. So I think everything around me, I have an oil company that's right there on the property. Mm-hmm. Peninsula Oil Company is butted right up to them. The shop is actually right there by them. So I don't think there's much else that I can add.
All right, so let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
So you actually have 5 acres.
Yes, there's 4.92. There's two parcels, 01 and 02.
Okay. So you've got the house and the shop.
Yes.
It looks like you've got the shop closed in almost. It looks like.
Yeah, the shop has been up and closed. It's not completely done.
And you want a bike shop. You want to make a bike shop.
Yeah.
Or you want to have a bike shop?
I've been in business for 14 years.
Oh, have you been functioning out of there?
No. I just bought this property two years ago.
Gotcha.
And just finally got done with the house and everything and got moved into it and then put the shop up and then filed. Well, I had filed for the conditional use before the shop was even put up. I've worked out of a shop on Calhoun Road for 14 years. And now I'm into another facility in Milford that I need to get out of and get into my own place.
So so it's bikes. Is it also going to be cars?
Yeah, I'm going to do some minor cars repair. And
so how many employees?
I don't have any employees. I carried Terry on and off with me once or twice, yeah, as a subcontractor. If I do get in there and everything, I plan on probably putting in two.
So, but you currently are functioning over, you say, in Milford?
Yes.
With the same business?
Yes, yes.
And you've been, and you probably said it, but how, and you say you've been doing it for about 15 years?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
I have a towing company, too, that is part of it. So it's P&T Cycles Repair and Towing.
So when you tow, do you tow stuff back to your yard?
No.
Nothing comes to your yard?
We're not a storage. facility.
So you won't be bringing, you won't be bringing cars back on rollbacks, dropping them off?
I'll need to work on.
And how many, are, like, how many are you proposing would be on the lot at any given time?
I wouldn't expect 3 to 5 to be on the lot at any time. I mean, if there's, the shop's full, has 4 or 5 cars in it, well, no more than 10 total.
And it, would that include, like, the employee cars? I mean, I know you say it's pretty much just you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have a house that my vehicles would be at.
How about a sign?
Sign?
Yeah.
Advertising? If I was to do anything, I haven't had a sign on any of the properties before. It's all been by word of mouth, and it's been built over 14 years. I've got close to 250 people that I deal with throughout the year on it all. So I'm also a crane operator by trade for 38 years, and I do that in between. So I won't be in there all the time. I'm just planning on doing from like 7:30 to 4:30 at the most.
Seven to five.
If we approve it, you can we do allow up to a 4x8 size sign.
Okay. Yes, that could be put on the building, or posted wherever you say.
I think the question is that would you like to have the opportunity to have that?
Yes. Yes, I would.
Might as well ask for it all while you can.
Well, I thought you were saying.
Yeah. You better go back to the hours Monday through Friday. Any Saturday work?
Yes. Any Saturday work? Really, I don't like Sunday work, but Saturdays maybe every
6 days a week, 7 to 5.
Yeah.
So the tow truck, is it your tow truck?
Yes.
And you have, how many tow trucks do you have?
I have the one now. I had two, and I sold one of them because I couldn't handle.
And that'll be parked on the property?
Pardon me?
That will be parked on the property?
Yes, that is parked on the property. It will be actually in the building.
Okay.
How will you deal with waste oil?
I have a containment unit in the company that comes in and pumps it out.
Is it inside the building? Or?
Yes, it is inside the building. Will be. It's not in there right now. Larco is the company that I deal with. I have paperwork from them. They come in and put the signs up for me, put the stickers up of the emergency numbers to call and everything. The containment unit is approved by them, and it's a 275-gallon tank, and when it gets at 200, I have them come in and pump it out.
And a bathroom? Is there going to be a bathroom in there?
There will be, yes.
Dumpster?
No dumpster. I try to recycle everything that I can, including the old parts and everything. Take them to the Fitzgeralds, the cardboard and stuff like that. I take right to the recycling center, and just the minor trash and waste, I take it right to the, I live right by a landfill. Okay. Or not a landfill, but a transfer station, I'm sorry.
Okay, I that's all the questions I have right now.
Okay, let's see.
Okay, will all your work be done under roof?
Yes.
Okay. Will customers be coming and going? Do you have a lot?
Most of my customers are drop-off.
Okay.
Okay, there's very few of them that wait. There is an office built into the shop, and there is a place for them to wait. But no, most of them are drop-off.
I'm just wondering about the amount of traffic that somebody would come complain to us about. That's all.
Right. So. Yeah. It's very minimal now.
Okay. Those are my questions.
Okay.
I have none.
Mr. Mayor, as a crane operator, do you ever bring the crane to this property?
The crane may come to the property, yes, but it would be parked at my house.
Okay. That's all I know.
Can you park a crane at the house?
We're going to have to look into the code
What size crane is it?
I run anywhere from a 25-ton to a 350-ton. The 350-ton is permitted only, so it's going to be roughly a 25-ton.
Right.
25-ton,
Mike.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're driving it there and driving it, we'll have to deal with that separately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it doesn't come on there, you know, like it's every day or anything.
Yeah, I don't think you'd want to park the crane over
the shop. I mean, you know, maybe he likes to drive it.
Because you want to keep it close?
Pardon?
Why would you not want to park the crane right there at your facility?
At the facility, because I live in the house. The house that's on the property is my residence.
So it's all in parking?
Yeah.
Gotcha. So the house is on that property, just not on that facility?
That's what I mean. I'm like, you park it in your driveway.
Yeah, it's two separate parcels on the same deed.
I mean, I could see someone having a kitten in my neighborhood, but not here.
The building will go here.
Yep.
I didn't realize that was the whole thing.
The house is right here. It's the parcel to the south.
Yeah, the house is right there.
Yeah, and then he's looking at this.
This is the roadway between the trees.
Yeah.
Gotcha, thanks.
Okay, anyone else have any questions, staff or council?
None for me.
None, thank you.
Okay. All right, sir, if you take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2205 Frank Passwaters? Okay, is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2205? All right, sir, come on up. You should be able to pull that mic down so we can hear you. Everybody can hear you. There you go. Just keep pulling it. There you go.
My name is Dean Jacobs. I live directly across the street from this gentleman.
Okay.
I have no problems with him having a business.
Okay.
The only problem is there's going to be a lot of noise coming from Harley-Davidson motorcycles.
Okay.
As everybody knows, those pipes are made to make noise.
Okay.
And I don't want to hear it. Neither do any of my neighbors, because I've already talked to them about it. Every one of them. Mr. Hollywell across the be across the street from Greenlee Avenue. So his property is Greenlee Avenue and Railroad Avenue. Here's his property. I'm on right across the street this way. And Mr. Hollywell's over here. Mitch is on the other side. Nobody wants to hear that noise. I moved to where I moved because I was living in Clayton, Delaware at the time, which is Kent County.
Right.
And I moved from there because of the noise. I wanted country. So I bought in country, which was Sussex County. And it was beautiful. I mean, everything was trees. So I left the trees and put the house right in the middle of all the trees. And that's the way I want to keep it. And I've been there since 98. And I want to keep it that way. And so do all my neighbors. If he wants a business, more power to him. I don't hold that against him. I know he has more than three vehicles in his lot. That's a fact. His towing trunk is a flatbed diesel, which you can definitely smell. And in my opinion, it needs a new motor because it smells so bad.
Okay.
But
and how long have you been where you are?
1998.
Okay. So you were there before he was?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's all, you know.
All right, sir. Well, we'll take that under advisement.
Have a nice evening.
Yes, indeed. You do the same. Thanks for your patience tonight. It's all right. Sorry, it's so late.
No problem.
Okay, anyone else like to speak in opposition? Okay, anyone on the commission have any further questions? Do we need to explore the noise situation a little bit?
Well, with the noise situation, I'm wondering.
If you would come back up here,
yeah.
If you would.
Come on up,
back
Mr. Passwaters.
Mr. Passwaters. Let's talk about the noise a little bit.
Would you be willing to maybe have certain hours only that the people could bring there?
Can I verify something first? There's a railroad track that goes right down the middle of it. The train comes through.
I grew up on
two
that
times,
railroad track. Trust
two
me.
To three
I know,
times
I know
a day.
Exactly when it
noise? Comes we want to talk about noise? I woke up every night
With
it coming through.
Yeah, I sat.
So
my house is right next to the sign that
the
says
bikes,
whistle. So go for it.
They're not
going to
be doing that. I'm not going to be over there racing them. I'm not going to be over there running them. I'm going to be over there working on them.
Well, they're going to come and go. They'll make some noise when they're peeling out of here.
There will be some things. But a train, a granary, an oil company that's in there making noise every day.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you. All right, anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. Well, might you remain with us until tomorrow to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.